This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS Certified Organic Green Mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms. Easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're about to give away some Lee Bryce tickets, so if you want those, be ready. At 12:30, we're going to talk with Antonio Coleman, national team member for the U.S. flag football team. Yeah. Flag football's been a big conversation topic lately.
Oh, it is.
And I think me and I are, at least I'm owning the fact I don't know enough about it, and Antonio's going to shed some light on it.
Yeah, I've been involved with a few things over the last few months, so I'm
I know you've been going to the tournament. I know one of the tournaments you went to, I think it was the RFK one, where you were blown away by how good some of these people are.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also the young ladies the other day at a little camp. I was overwhelmed by that.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty damn cool.
Yes.
So I'm excited to talk to Antonio. I do want to have a discussion about the Commander's defense. But before I do that, my mother just texted me, B.
Uh-huh.
She has a baked beans recipe that she claims I loved as a kid.
Okay.
She buys the beans that have bacon and brown sugar, and then she adds ketchup, Worcestershire, mustard, onions, green pepper,
salt,
and pepper.
Mama adds a lot of stuff. She didn't just open the pan, pour it in, and just heat it up.
Even your mom apparently was ashamed of your recipe.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You bake it for an hour. I'm telling you what I do is I buy a can of them and I put it in them. You know what's great?
So JP, don't call yours baked beans. Call them heat up beans.
Dude, if you have a gas oven, you can just put the can on the oven. You don't even have to put them in a pot. I'm out here saving steps.
Nah, bro. You got to take that stuff out of the can, bro.
Every time you say that, I think of someone like just riding on a train and while the train
stops. Hobo?
Yeah.
Like a legit hobo?
eating out the can.
Eating out the can.
With all of their belongings on a stick. Jeffrey, you want to press the button? You want me to do these tickets right now?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Lee Bryce. What you know about that tour, 2025. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Lee Bryce right now. What do I say better? What you know about that? Or DaBaby? Which one of those do you think I nailed the read on?
What you know about that?
Okay, good. All right. It's a Yahoo Sports article that is questioning if Washington did enough to build up their defense this offseason. I'm reading now, and the article opens by pointing out how much they did offensively.
Okay.
And frankly, I think in free agency, you're wiser to spend on offense and the trades because offense is more consistent year over year when you have a top quarterback. Defense, go back. Look at the top 10 defenses over the last decade, and there's so much change because a lot of it is predicated on turnovers. And, you know, recovering fumbles in the NFL is you're counting on an oblong-shaped piece of leather in the elements. Like, it's just it's hard to count on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I read now. The Commanders' defense was criticized by Sportsnaut after an underwhelming free agent, poising the question of whether Washington can contain the competitive offenses it hopes to play in January. This is from Matt Johnson. The Washington Commanders' defense greatly exceeded our expectations last season, and that's a credit to Dan Quinn. While we don't expect this to be one of the worst NFL defenses in 2025, we're skeptical of it recapturing the success from last season. The Commanders grossly overpaid for defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw in free agency and were suspect of a 35-year-old Bobby Wagner maintaining his level of play. Throw in a below-average pass rush with question marks at cornerback, Jonathan Jones and Marshawn Lattimore, you can find reasons to be concerned. With that said, Quinn already proved us wrong once, and he could certainly maximize this roster for a top 20 defense this fall. B, what's your gut reaction to that?
I don't go along with it because I don't think they look at the whole thing. Not only does the second year in this all defense help some guys out, your offense got better, right? See, when people talk about defense being good and all that, they only stick to the defense. You know what also helps your defense? Offense that can score. Offense that can stay on the field. Have long, sustained drives, touchdowns at the end. That puts pressure on the other team's offense as well, which means they become one-dimensional when they're dealing with stuff like that, and it makes your defense be able to figure out what they're doing quicker. So if everybody keeps giving all the praise to Washington's offense, normally that'll help the defense out.
For sure.
You know, because we watch teams like that. Where the offense was great, the defense was average. They won. New York Giants against the New England Patriots. The Giants' defense wasn't great that year.
That D-line was stout, though.
I mean, D-line was great, but when you have a great – I was trying to flip it the other way. The Patriots' offense was potent most years. Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs offense was potent most years. Their defense weren't there. Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs offense wasn't great, but their defense was great. So we don't like giving credit to nobody's defense. But I'm telling you, the fact that Jaden and his crew are supposed to be better, that's going to help out the other side of that ball.
I think a few things. I think people are very caught up in the money for Kinlaw. Kinlaw's making $15 a year. Now, I'm not expecting him to be an all-pro player or a Pro Bowl player. I'm not. But he's huge. And I think a big part, at the end of the NFC title game, they gave up 50. They got blown out by the Eagles, right? They lost 2 of 3 to the Eagles. The Eagles were an awesome team. They won the Super Bowl. I think you saw it in the additions to the offensive line, trading for a Pro Bowl left tackle and then drafting another tackle in the first round in Josh Connerly.
Yeah.
I think you saw them say, okay, we got to be able to fight this Eagles defensive line. We need to add firepower. We need to get bigger and more physical.
Yeah.
Defensively, Kinlaw's 6'5", 320.
Yeah.
Eddie Goldman, who they brought in, like Eddie Goldman, what do you think he's listed at, B?
Probably about 335.
I'm pulling it up right now. Just they list him at 6'3", 332. So you nailed that.
Uh-huh.
What do you think Wise is listed at? Dietrich Wise, who they brought in.
Wise is, what, 305, 310?
They got him at 6'5", 270. He's also an edge guy, so it's a little bit leaner. They got a lot bigger, I would say.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was an accident. Now, maybe it'll prove ineffective, but I think they beefed up their D-line intentionally. And I think that is to combat the Eagles.
I believe that. I mean, they are in your division. You're playing them twice. They won the Super Bowl. You got to deal with that. I mean, I believe that that's what they're doing. But see, most people that are sitting here writing these articles and all this stuff and telling you what they think, they never ever give any credence to the other side of the ball. And you hear, everybody says it, okay? Complimentary football. Didn't you hear that? Offense and defense, yeah. The complimentary football. Offense, defense, and special teams. So if you're going to talk about one side of the ball, you don't talk about the compliment on the other side. You never give them credit. Washington's offense was on the field a lot. A one time of possession, a lot. It helps your defense out. I don't understand why so many people could write these articles, but you got to tell me more than just, oh, I just think they're going to be horrible. I don't know.
Washington was top 7 in time of possession. They ranked 7th. You know who ranked first?
Eagles.
Yeah. Then the Lions. Yeah. And the Lions were an explosive offense, but the Lions ran the hell out of
it. What happened to the Lions offense for the most part when they got against Washington offense? The Lions had an advantage over our defense.
But Ben Johnson inexplicably stopped running.
Yeah, but he stopped doing that, but you got to realize this too. Washington scored touchdowns, and when Washington got up, they became one-dimensional. And what did they start doing? Hitting their damn quarterback, making them have to throw the ball, picking the ball off. So the offense played so well that the defense looked better. We said it all last year, how good our defense was looking based off of the mere fact that, you know, the offense made the defense look better because they put points up. And they made the other teams become one-dimensional. That's something that coaches talk about in locker rooms. I don't care about these analytical people sitting in these offices and guys who want to just go out there and throw something. I'm talking about what I heard for 14 years of pro ball and what I heard for the previous years from my coaches. If our offense can score, our defense will always look better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms. Easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
B. I just pulled up the box score of the divisional round win in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Jahmyr Gibbs went for 14 carries, 105 yards, and two touchdowns.
Yeah. That's why I'm telling you.
He was averaging 7.5 a pop.
I'm not overwhelmed with Ben Johnson.
Well, dude, I understand Montgomery was great for them all year, and he came back from the knee injury, and they wanted to get him.
Yeah, but their job was to win that game that day, not make Montgomery happy.
Well, and dude, Montgomery wasn't bad. He went 7 for 28, so he's averaging 4 a pop, right?
That could have been 7 for 49.
But dude,
I'm just saying.
I also get, in the regular season, a player like Gibbs, you want a committee there because you don't want all the wear and tear on one guy. Montgomery was kind of their short yardage goal line guy, the tougher runner. But in the playoffs, like in the divisional round of the playoffs, you don't have to be so worried about the committee aspect. If you got a guy that's gashing, dude, Montgomery went 14 for 105 with two touchdowns. He also caught 6 passes for 70 yards. Mm-hmm. I'm no math guy, but that's 12 yards a catch?
Yeah.
So on 20 touches, he had 175 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to get that guy the ball more?
Yeah, but yeah, you want to get him the ball more, but you probably couldn't have given the ball that much more because how many points did Washington score?
Yeah.
And when Washington scored, then they had to start throwing. You can't throw it to one person all the time because then you're going to really be going, that's one-dimensional to the utmost right there. So they still got to spread it around. And what you allow your quarterback to get banged up a little bit.
If you want to say Washington, like, I'm fully aware that they did not spend big on an edge rusher, right? Yeah. Like, I get that. But I also think in free agency, largely, there weren't a lot of great options available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're upset about the money for Kinlaw, I can wrap my head around the argument, right? But you got to think of this in tiers. Milton Williams, who looks to be a very promising player, I'm not taking a shot at Milton Williams, he got 26 mil. Now, he's younger. Kinlaw's 27. Williams is 26. Williams was a piece of an Eagles defense that rotated a ton of great players.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked really good in the playoffs. I think he had a sack in the Super Bowl. But, like, you're rolling the dice on Williams on what you think the potential is, on what you think he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Milton Williams is now the third highest paid D tackle in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He started 7 games last year. Yeah. He started 17 over the last 2 years.
Yeah. But see, like, but that's what everybody wants you to do. And if Washington goes and do that and those guys don't work, then they're going to be talking about, oh, man, they wasted money. Eventually, you have to have one in the game today. Like back in the day, you can try to build a strong offense, strong defense together. In this day and age, one of them going to be stronger than the other, hands down. You know what I mean? If you got an exceptional D line or some pass rushers, you're going to spend a little bit more money on that side of the ball than you might on the other side, other than the quarterback. But when you got an exceptional quarterback and things, you start spending on offense to make sure he's going to be solidified. You lose a little bit on the other side of the ball. Hell, it was happening like that for Kansas City, but they were winning. Why? Because the offense was scoring so many points. So I know people want us to have 1991 offense and defense. In this game, it doesn't work like that anymore. You may have a strong one, but you're not going to have the best of the best on both sides.
I think the consternation surrounding Kinlaw's contract is overblown. He's making $15 million a year. That is not top 10 at the position. I mean, he's not even the high. Deron Payne's making more than that this year.
But people do judge everything based off of what they make, Jay. And I think that's one thing we are never going to take out of it. They see him getting $15 million. Wow! But they don't much look at Milton Williams making like 20-something million, almost 30. They don't look at that.
And if you look at the body of the contract, Kinlaw's really here for 2 years. There's not a huge commitment to Kinlaw. Like, if it doesn't go well, you're not getting out of it next year. You'd take a massive hit. Mm-hmm. But in 27, you can get out of that deal, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And considering what DQ says about size and physicality, Williams is 6'3", 290 is what he's listed at.
Mm-hmm.
Kinlaw's 6'5", 320.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a significant difference in size and physicality.
It is.
So I hear the concerns. Like, I understand where that's driven. But I don't know. They wanted to get bigger. They prioritized that. And mm-hmm. I think you could easily argue they achieved that.
They did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms. Easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
When water from the pipes was pouring down, filed a claim with his Cox.
We turned it around.
Across America, over 600,000 small businesses look to Hiscox Insurance for protection. Find flexible coverage that adapts to the needs of your small business with a fast, easy online quote at Hiscox.com.
'Cause there's no business like small business.
Like no business we know.
Get a quote today with Hiscox Small Business Insurance.